Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people are a breed among themselves, the entrepreneurial, family owner, seat-of-the-pants kind of people. Make it happen. Get in there and have the will, drive, and determination. I am going to succeed. I will do what's necessary. I will push my way through. I will not quit until I become successful. Well, and you probably will. But one of the things that's missing in entrepreneurial family-type businesses is business people don't study the metrics. Metrics give CEOs, presidents, and business owners the business edge to success. That doesn't mean you have to be a mathematician. You don't have to like algebra or calculus. You don't have to be Einstein. But you have to understand the metrics. You have to understand the numbers. Why is that important? I talk to business people all the time, and I say, how many sales appointments did your salespeople go on last week? I don't know. How many phone calls did it take to get an appointment? How many cold calls? I don't know. What kind of results are we getting from our website? Are we getting any activity? Are we getting any views? I don't know. Tell me about your financial statement. What's the percentage of payroll to your sales? I don't know. Over and over and over again through all these years, I hear, I do not know. If you don't know, how do you know if your business is running well? If you don't know the percentage of your cost of materials against your sales or the percentage of your cost of labor against your sales, how do you know if it's the correct amount? How do you know if it went up or if it went down? Sometimes if you're a big enough business, a 3% swing in costs can be significant, or in labor. And possibly that was necessary because you had more volume, but maybe it's because you were being inefficient. Maybe it's because people weren't doing what they need to do. So the metrics of your business are important. You can't just show up in the morning and just say, well, I think about what I'm going to do. I just do it. I have a to-do list. You need to study exactly how your business is working. Once you do that, you have a handle on exactly what's going on. You understand it. You look at it. You look at it month by month. When was the last time you did a financial statement, Mr. or Ms. Business Person? I don't know, 1912? People just don't do those things. But it's important. Business people will say, I want to make a profit. I want to make money. Okay. Did you make money today? Did you make money this week? Did you make money this month? I don't know. Well, if you take care of the day, the week, and the month, you don't have to worry about the year. Have you noticed in this conversation there's been a lot of I don't knows? So get busy knowing the metrics of your business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.